Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the 5 o'clock hour. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place where you can start making your summer reservations now. Our first live show of the year is going to be on June 20th. So make sure you join us for our first live show of the year, Friday, June 20th at the Grand Hotel. It's going to be an outstanding time. We always have great times. You will love our live show. And think about your summer vacation plans by going to grandhotelcapemay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Matt, while we wait for our guests, why don't we play the clip that you sent me? This is Jefferson Morley. Jefferson Morley is an American independent journalist and author. He has written a number of books about American history, particularly the history of the CIA and the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Morley was a Washington Post writer for 15 years. And he testified that he's in contact with a CIA whistleblower. Take a listen.
Mr. Morley, you actually had written an article specifically addressing a whistleblower that had reports at the CIA potentially showing information that Oswald was in Mexico City. Can you speak more to that?
I was approached a few years ago by a man who had worked inside the CIA, had a very high security clearance. And in 2018, he came to me and said he was concerned that there was a JFK assassination document that he had read while he was working at the CIA, and he was afraid that it would never become public. The man was taking considerable legal risk by talking to me. He was talking about classified or potentially classified information. So I published his story last year without his name, which is not something that I usually do. I don't like stories with anonymous sources, but I felt that it was important to get out, and he felt it was important too. I have spoken with him, and he says he is willing to come public and tell his name under his own story with assurances that he will not face legal retaliation. I hope that.
So that's a development there, and we'll see if that happens. And the other big story of the day today is that Elon Musk says there's a scammer who stole 400,000 Americans' sensitive data, and that a prosecution and indictment is imminent in that situation. So he's actually on the five right now, saying that the wheels of justice turn slowly, but nevertheless, we'll have something on that. But there's a real big development that our friend Susan Crabtree put on X, and I'm very happy to welcome her back to the show. She's the author of the must-read book about how the left destroyed one of the most beautiful states in the country, California. The book is called Fool's Gold. It's available now for order, and you should also follow Susan on X at Susan Crabtree. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rich. Thanks so much for having me and for continuing to promote the book. It was a labor of love, 2 years of my life, so I appreciate your attention to it. And trying to save California is a difficult job.
It certainly is. And it's something that is possible to do. Steve Hilton, obviously one of the guys considering running as a Republican in California. It's not out of the realm of possibility. Before I get into the story you broke about the Secret Service, I'd love to get your reaction to Gavin Newsom on with Bill Maher over the weekend. So, you know, he goes on to all these different shows now and he's trying to pretend like he's Mr. Moderate. And Bill Maher said to Gavin Newsom, you know, like, cut the BS, man. Here's cut 28.
Given that we are in this dire situation, I feel like we don't have time anymore for the old. You know, the old, are you running for president? Well, you know, there's an exploratory committee and I'm looking at it. I'm happy with my job as governor. I mean, your future is not in California. Your future is in Iowa. Let's dispense with the. We need someone who's going to be the champion. Are you going to do it or not? Just come on. Tell us. We don't have time for the.
No, by the way, I deeply respect that. I can't stand the. As well. And I mean that. So, look, but it's not my purpose or passion. It's not my meaning. It's not everything. The cynicism that's out there that every move he's making is some move longer term strategy or short term strategy.
No, Justin, you're a guy who could get it done, who could win.
I deeply respect that. I respect the question, but I don't have any grand plans as it respects to that. I'm trying to do best I can. I'm also trying to be accountable. By the way, you want things to change, you got to change. And that's what the podcast is about. That's my recognition of where we're weak.
Can I do it?
You got to call balls and strikes.
First of all, I'm a little disappointed in Bill Maher. He's a little too ass-kissy there for my taste, but certainly he's 100% running, right, Susan?
I mean, this is ridiculous. Why would you have a podcast if you really cared about fixing problems in your state and you were focused on your job as governor? You would actually start doing the job. What he's doing right now is he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. He is saying that he thinks that trans athletes in women's sports, biological boys and men and girls in women's sports is deeply unfair. But today, he's saying zero about changing the policy. And today in California, there were two Republican sponsored bills that would ban boys and men and women's sports. And he had said zero about it on his podcast, said zero about it with Bill Maher. And, you know, the fact that he's going on these podcasts with people who don't really follow California politics, so they're not pressing him on the details, is a problem, because I've asked to be on the podcast and he obviously is not having me on. That request went in a few weeks ago. So he's the people that can really hold his feet to the fire and ask the pertinent questions and know and follow the politics in California. They're not the ones getting asked on. It's all about his national intentions. Why would he have Charlie Kirk and Steve Bannon on if he was focused on the problems in California?
Right. You have experts on talking about the problems of California and how to fix them. That's what the podcast would be focused on. You wouldn't give up an hour of your day to focus on anything else. We have a flashback of when he mocked you and Joel Pollack for asking him why he's cracking down on school districts that oppose his rules for requiring teachers to keep secrets from parents about their children's gender transition in schools. This is from September 27th, 2023, cut 29.
Vice presidential candidate.
The gender issue came up. Why should parents not know if their kids are transitioning in school?
It's a hell of a thing. You're talking about 1% of the population. Climate change, its impact, 100% of the population wasn't even brought up. And we're talking about trans issues.
Here in California, this is an issue.
This is a front and center issue.
Big issue for parents.
This is a front and center issue.
Big issue for parents.
You just veto the bill and then pass the bill.
It's the great, this is one of the greatest distractions. And it's classic. 1% of the population in the United States. These kids just want to live. These kids just want to live. And we're having a debate about trans issues at the Reagan Library.
Well, your Democrats are the ones that are proposing it.
Now, Susan, Bill Maher also confronted Gavin Newsom about this issue and called out his BS on this. So, I mean, I will give Bill Maher credit on that. And this whole, you know, Mr. Moderate act of Newsom's disappeared the other night when he confronted him on this, because, you know, it was Gavin Newsom that was protecting or keeping parents from knowing about this with their kids. And I want to play the clip because I think it's really important to hear the language that he uses in this. So I forget the cut number, guys, but we have it here. I think it's cut 30.
They've got to mature about this.
So what do you say to people who say, well, this sounds all very good, but Governor, you were the poster boy for a lot of this stuff. I see today the Trump administration is... They talked about, I don't know if this is true, but they talked about the fact that California had a rule that schools cannot be required to notify parents if their kids in school right. have changed their gender, their pronouns. Right. That's the kind of thing, even though it doesn't affect a lot of people, yeah. that makes a lot of people go, well, you know what? Yeah. That's the party without common sense. Huh. Now, if that's your state, yeah. how are you?
I just disagree with that. I mean, the law was you would be fired. A teacher would be fired if a teacher did not report or snitch on a kid talking about their gender identity. I just think that was wrong. I think teachers should teach. I don't think they should be required to turn in kids. And by the way,
we're talking about their parents. How can you snitch? The idea of a snitch and a parent to me doesn't compute.
Well, but what is the job of a teacher? It's to teach. If Johnny's talking about some identity issue or some issue about liking someone of the same sex, is the teacher's job to then report that? By the way, in this law, the teacher can still do that, but they can't be fired if that's what it can't be fired if that's not what they do. But that's something I think I just think that was fair. And I don't think that's inappropriate.
I've seen a lot of people lately talking about this 80-20 issue. And I think you are on the other side of this now, the side with the 80. 80 being 80% of the people in this country. Again, this is the issue of should biologically born men be able to compete in women's sports?
That's tough.
And, you know, I saw the polling here in California. They think you're a traitor for saying this.
Yeah.
You know, when those kind of people call you a traitor, there's a word for that, electable.
No, please. Susan Crabtree, as you are the author of Fool's Gold, the radicals, con artists, and traitors who killed the California dream and now threaten us all, please interpret that through the BS interpreter.
Yeah. You need a high level of BS interpretation for that one, because he is totally gaslighting. Gavin Newsom, there was no teacher that was ever fired for disclosing information about the psychological state of their child and gender transitioning at public schools. What happened was the Department of Education put out guidance, his Department of Education, and saying that we will keep these secrets from parents. You cannot tell them. That's how this whole thing started. You cannot tell parents if their children are transitioning in school. That was guidance. So then the conservative school districts around the state started reacting to that and saying, no, actually, we don't want to be kept in the dark as parents. So they passed their own laws. In fact, the only teacher that was fired was one that was disclosing to the parents. So he's turning it completely around. The school districts, conservative school districts, a few, passed their own rules. So he had the heavy hand of government come in and pass a law making sure that the teachers and administrators in the public schools are not telling the parents about their children's gender transitioning, children as young as six. They're not doing that. So it's against the law, but it had to be written so it was would pass constitutional muster, because he knows that you can't, that's not great. The Supreme Court has interpreted parents a lot of rights to take, to make decisions on behalf of their minor children, especially children in elementary school. What's going on here is in California, there's grooming techniques that are being used by liberal teachers and social emotional learning teachers. That's what they call them. Therefore, it's called track in the public schools where my daughter goes. And there's a lot of concern because there's books that are being read to children that, like my shadow is pink, that is inserting this issue of there are multiple genders into children as young as kindergarten in the California public schools. And so Gavin Newsom is calling these people out, sometimes by name, on the school districts and conservative school districts on Twitter. And he's being completely totalitarian on this issue. And then he acts like he's being so reasonable with Bill Maher and Charlie Kirk. It's ridiculous. The whole thing is complete gaslighting.
Gaslighting is the perfect word for it. Switching gears to a story you broke, exclusive and breaking, Susan Crabtree. Secret Service accused of failing to respond to insider threat complaints. Agency hired applicant who failed terrorism section of the polygraph test and now allows him to evaluate other security clearances, according to a whistleblower. Tell us about it. This is a big deal.
Yeah, so I've known about this for a couple of months. I just wanted to make sure that the whistleblowers was okay with talking to me about it and having me write a story. So there are these issues where the Secret Service agents are trained on an annual basis to identify if somebody is mentally unstable or is, you know, has some argumentative issues. So they take training to identify these people so they can flag them for the managers in the Secret Service so that there's no insider threat. This became a huge issue on New Year's with the military when you had a Green Beret blow himself up in the Cybertruck in front of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. And so it should be of deep concern to the Secret Service that they don't want this type of insider threat, especially after the two assassination attempts against Donald Trump.
Right.
In fact, last year, 3 months before the assassination attempt, there was a woman who had a mental breakdown at Joint Base Andrews, and she was part of Vice President Harris's detail. So they've had some incidents of this. She started attacking her supervisor and actually doing some really weird behavior, like throwing menstrual pads at people at Joint Base Andrews. And she had a gun on her, so they had to wrestle her to the ground. And now she is on medical leave, and they won't tell me whatever happened with her. But they don't even have mental health screening in the Secret Service, even though the FBI and police departments all over the country and the CIA does this for applicants to the Secret Service. They don't even have a mental health screening. So this whistleblower had brought up, he had identified an insider, a potential insider threat, and he had pressed this issue of why don't we have mental health screening for applicants? And he says he was retaliated against and was forced out of the agency after 20 years of service.
Wow. I mean, that's amazing. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. How could anybody think that that's OK to not have mental health screening for the people that are protecting the president of the United States of America and his family and also very high up people? I mean, that's a no brainer. How do you ensure that somebody in the Secret Service doesn't have a screw loose and want to kill their boss?
It's beyond ridiculous. In fact, I'm told that, you know, this has been going on for some time, though, this part of it. If you fail the Secret Service polygraph, that's applicants have to go through a polygraph system. Usually that means you wash out. You're no longer hired. But lately, if your friends and family, if you have a connection, because they have such a big manpower issue at the Secret Service, they give you a second and third bite at the apple to get you to pass, especially if you have connections. And there's also a Secret Service agent who didn't pass the terrorism section of the polygraph, and they were still hired. And this has been confirmed by multiple sources, and they're still on the job. Now they're evaluating other people's Secret Service, other agents' Secret Service clearances.
It's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. It's absolutely appalling, and it's of all agencies, the Secret Service should be deeply concerned about the mental health of, because they're working really hard and they interface with the public so much. They should be concerned about their mental health and emotional stability, especially after they had an incident, a really concerning incident last year before the assassination attempts.
Yeah, I mean, that's news to a lot of people listening to this. Any more details on Butler coming out that we should be aware of?
They didn't, you know, the Secret Service usually gets back to me in a very timely manner. If I give them, you know, a day, they'll get back to me. But on this story, they didn't. And I've been pressing them on a number of different things. I would like an interview with Sean Curran. And I said, give me some reforms that you're doing. I'll write about anything. You know, I'll write about positive stories and negative stories. I'm okay with that. And they've been very, very quiet. Donald Trump said that they had a report that they were going to provide for him on the update, giving their version of what happened in Butler and some information about Thomas Crooks. And it's been completely crickets when I asked them about that.
Well, hopefully we'll get some updates very, very soon. In the meantime, get Susan's book today, Fool's Gold, The Radicals, Con Artists, and Traitors Who Killed the California Dream and Now Threaten Us All. And make sure you follow Susan for all these breaking news updates. She is the best when it comes to reporting on this stuff, at Susan Crabtree. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks so much for having me, Rich. Appreciate it.
You bet.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
You know, Pramila Jayapal is holding trainings on how to defy the Trump administration. But the best is fellow squad member, although I don't know if she's officially in the squad or not. I know there's the brother lover. There's the other one. But Jasmine Crockett, this is Cube Cut 37 here. This is great stuff here. Started hyperventilating today about protecting the institution of the judiciary. But then Congressman Daryl Issa had to set her straight. And this is great. This is a good moment of clarity for all of us here as this whack job, Jasmine Crockett, doesn't realize that Daryl Issa has the receipts. Cut 37.
The problem that we have right now is that if we continue down this road, then we will not have a rule of law, because we have people that are currently serving and they're saying things like, ignore the judge's order. What it means to have law and order in this country is that you follow the order and you go through the appeals process, even if you dislike what the judge did. Thank you, and I yield.
And I'll yield back. Mr. Issa, you had a question for me, which I'll yield to you now if you want to.
Now that there's no time left. Thanks,
I'm
Eric.
Entertainment.
You're good. You're good at that. But I'll take my own time. I'll recognize myself. And I'm going to note that when Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC as we know her, filed articles of impeachment on Justice Thomas and Alito, Ms. Crockett was one of the co-sponsors, along with Mr. Cohen, both members of this committee. It does seem interesting that when the shoe is on the other foot, everyone is self-righteous. And I think this is a good example. For the last 3 hours, I have had to listen to one side talking about impeachment as though it was the nature of this hearing. It is not.
Good for him. Good for him. And the president is going through the appeals process, by the way. There was also an epic exchange today. I don't have time to play it, but Newt Gingrich got into it about all of these lawless judges who are stopping the president of the United States of America. You know, there's a lot to this, and there's a really smart guy that eventually I want to get on the show. His name is Matt Chamberlain, and he's with the Article 3 Project. And the Article 3 Project is all about reining in these out-of-control judges. And he has some plans on what we can do about this and how we can deal with these judges and actually bring them – Will Chamberlain, and how we can actually bring these judges in. And he's talked a lot about this over the years. And one of the ways that they would do this essentially now is to have three-judge panels versus just simply one district judge ruling on things. He has a whole reform package idea. But it's also important to know that with this fake story about The Atlantic that's out there today, Will Chamberlain on Twitter today broke down this whole thing. So The Atlantic publishes this piece, and it says, an administrative error sends a Maryland father to a Salvadorian prison. Okay? Caroline Leavitt addressed it today. But Will Chamberlain on X today, let's tell the story of Kilmer Armado Abrego Garcia, the Maryland father who was removed to El Salvador and who The Atlantic and apparently the entire political left are demanding be returned to the United States. First, his detention. He was detained in March of 2019, charged with removability. Abrego Garcia is a native and citizen of El Salvador. He crossed the border illegally in 2012 and was thus removable, totally independent of whether he was in MS-13. The finding that he was a member of MS-13 only came up because he asked for bond. The immigration judge reviewed the evidence and found that it showed he's a verified member of MS-13, and therefore that Abrego Garcia did not demonstrate that his release from custody would not pose a danger to others. The immigration judge also found that Abrego Garcia was a flight risk, noting his history of failing to appear for proceedings pertaining to his traffic violations. Thus, on two independent grounds, the judge denied the bond. Abrego Garcia appealed to the Board of Immigration Appeals, which, in other words, do you hear the due process that this man is getting, even though he's not a citizen of the United States of America? Abrego Garcia appealed to the Board of Immigration Appeals, which affirmed the immigration judge's findings on dangerousness and thus dismissed the appeal. Fast forward 6 months. With a new tactic, instead of challenging the finding of removability, Abrego Garcia filed a new claim for, one, asylum, two, withholding of removal to El Salvador, and three, protection under Article 3 of the Convention Against Torture. We have to remember, Will Chamberlain points out, the situation that Abrego Garcia is in. He's facing imminent removal, given the ruling of the first immigration judge. He has two brothers who have green cards. His fiance is a citizen, and he has just given birth to his child. He clearly wants to stay. And so at this hearing applying for asylum, he testifies that he fears returning to El Salvador because the 18th Street gang was targeting him and threatening him with his death because of his family's pupusa business, whatever that is, some sort of fruit, maybe. He argued that the gang was extorting his mother, that they threatened to kill him. Of course, they never reported anything to the police. Still, he fears for his life. 8 years later, he testified, even though the family had closed down this pupusa business, whatever the hell that is. Despite the convenience of Abrego Garcia's claims, now being made 8 years after the fact while facing imminent removal, and despite the lack of corroborating evidence beyond affidavits from his family, the new immigration judge found Abrego Garcia's account credible. Even after this finding, the new immigration judge could not grant Abrego Garcia's asylum claim. That was obviously time barred. Ergo, Abrego Garcia does not have legal status in the United States. However, Abrego Garcia was granted a withholding of removal to El Salvador. That's not a legal right to stay in the United States, only a legal right to not be removed to one specific country. Any third country would be sufficient. So that's the issue. The United States did indeed make an administrative error. They removed him to El Salvador when there was a withholding of removal to El Salvador. But that begs the question, could the administration terminate this withholding of removal? The answer to that question is almost certainly yes. If there is a fundamental change in circumstances, that means that Abrego Garcia's life or freedom would no longer be threatened in El Salvador. Thus, his withholding of removal could be terminated. Remember that Abrego Garcia's withholding of removal in 2019 was based on his fear that this 18th Street gang would persecute him if he returned to El Salvador. Well, thankfully, Nayib Bukele has crushed the 18th Street gang. It is now safe for his return. The government overpowered the gangs and defeated them in El Salvador. Again, Abrego Garcia has no legal status in the United States. He just had the temporary right not to be removed to El Salvador. He should have had an interview on the subject, Will Chamberlain says, and not be deported until it was granted. Nonetheless, the end result would have been the same. He would have been deported. A number of left-wing commentators have been getting basic things wrong here. As Tim Miller calls Abrego Garcia a legal resident. Wrong. Abrego Garcia's asylum claim was denied. He was a removable alien. Podcaster Jon Favreau from the Biden administration, not the movie guy, and even Grok, apparently, the AI on X, believe there is no evidence that Abrego Garcia is a member of MS-13. Wrong, Will Chamberlain says. Both the original immigration judge and the Board of Immigration Appeals found there was sufficient evidence of such to render him a danger to the public. from David J. Bleer from CNN, incredibly misleading article. Abrego Garcia had a legal right not to be deported to El Salvador out of a 2019-era fear that he would be persecuted by the 18th Street gang, but the government has crushed that gang. But they were probably openly lying about his safety. He only came up with the story after his mom's business, after he'd been denied bail by the other judge. So, I mean, he had his due process. He went through the process. He went through multiple layers of court, multiple judges and multiple court hearings. He crossed the border illegally in 2012 by his own admission. He never gained legal status. He was finally detained in 2019 and found removable by a judge. He came up with a sob story to delay his deportation. Even if he was telling the truth, he should have had his withholding of removal removed as early as 2022 once the government of El Salvador had crushed the gang. He has no right to be in this country. He crossed the border illegally, and he has been residing in this country illegally for almost 12 years, totally independently of whether or not he's a member of MS-13, which he likely is. So that's the whole story here. And the reason why I feel like this is important to point this out to you is because when the media gets these things and runs with these things and starts painting the Trump administration as deporting illegal citizens and that, you know, a dad minding his own business, that gets big headlines. And that's the stuff that makes people very nervous. And I felt it was important to break that down and share that with you to clear up the facts and clear up the confusion on that. This man had more due process than some Americans get in our own justice system, for God's sake. I'm sorry, Justin, what is pupusa?
Pupusa is it's a Salvadorian in origin dish. It's basically like a flatbread that's grilled on a griddle, and it's filled with usually like cheese, beans, and meat. So it's pretty good. Like all things,
sounds good.
It is really good. There's a place not too far away from where I live. They make some really good pupusas.
I'm gonna give me some pupusa.
I don't know.
I got a hunger in for pupusa.
I don't know if you're a big coleslaw type fan, but usually most places will serve it with something called a curtido. It's like a pickled cabbage coleslaw type thing.
Mmm. Get me some pupusa and get me a dwarf to go with it, DeSantis. All I ask for is a dwarf and some pupusa. I'm not asking for much. In that order. And I'll get some pupusa to share with the dwarf, okay?
It's very generous.
The least I can do. I got a fever, and the only cure is more pupusa. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we have a lot more to get to, including Nina Jankowicz, the Disinformation Board, the FBI's gag order on the Hunter Biden laptop, Larry Krasner saying Philadelphia is safer than ever. So much to get to. But I'll tell you what, we want to thank the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for being a wonderful friend of the show, and remind you that June 20th is our live show at the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We'll be right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health Care.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, He's lost his law license in D.C. Look at that. Breaking news today. Hunter Biden has lost his law license and been officially taken away from him. That news just broke a short time ago. Boom. Hunter Biden disbarred. He can no longer practice law in Washington, D.C. How about that? And yeah, there you go. This is a story that came out, and apparently it looks real to me. I don't know if it's 100% true, but that's what I'm seeing on social media. But it also may be possible that he was disbarred last year. So I don't know. I don't know if it's breaking news or if he actually was already disbarred, but that's going around on social media. Either way, the Hunter Biden story is back in the news today for a number of reasons. And that is this. The FBI had a gag order on the Hunter Biden laptop. A gag order on the Hunter Biden laptop. Oh, yeah, it's April Fool's. Well, is that what it is?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying today on X has been bad looking for stories as they break since everyone wants to be a comedian.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so according to Grok, Hunter Biden lost his law license last year. So I don't know. Maybe that's an April Fool's joke, but somebody is not realizing that it's real. I don't know. Who knows? The FBI had a gag order on Hunter Biden laptop. They told people not to talk about it. Now, here's the NPR CEO, Catherine Mayer, from her appearance in Congress last week, talking about one of the things they got wrong was the Hunter Biden laptop story. Okay, so the FBI has a gag order on this, and big tech, I always call it the unholy triad, right, of the government, corporate media, and the big tech. They all did their thing, and they circled the wagons to protect the Bidens. This was to protect Joe Biden from revealing the corruption that revealed that laptop revealed about Joe Biden, not the Hunter Biden nudie pics. And NPR, being state-run media, did their thing and dutifully went along with it, censored it, and it took them years to acknowledge it. Even after the New York Times acknowledged the laptop was real, NPR still wouldn't. Cut number 11.
Talking about NPR, NPR is not biased in its coverage.
You're talking about the national shows that originate out of
the national news shows that we produce. I'm speaking about our editorial news gathering function.
Right.
There is not bias in NPR. I will say, I admitted to this the other day on yesterday. It was like a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was speaking with our editorial leadership. One thing that came up quite frequently was the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Indeed.
And our editorial leadership today says, you know, we wish we'd gotten on that earlier.
And you, in fact, expressed a regret yesterday in the hearing. That was one of the newsworthy things. You came out whole from that hearing. But what made news was your regret that you had not done a better job institutionally on the Hunter Biden story.
Yeah, and to be clear, I'm not on the editorial side of the organization, and I was not there at the time.
But you represented it as your feeling and as the feeling of the editorial team today.
That's correct, because we feel as though it was a big story and we didn't get on it early enough. And so is that a mistake? Sure. We can acknowledge that we are not always perfect. My belief is that it's not our goal to be trusted. It's our goal to be trustworthy, which means we get up every single day and we try to do the best job.
Oh, so that's enough. But I can't take it. So that's a bunch of BS, by the way, because they all went and blacked out the Hunter Biden laptop story, and Facebook and Twitter did their thing to deprofile it. So basically, any mention of it would go away. You wouldn't get to see it. So today on Capitol Hill, Nina Jankowicz, the failed musical theater singer, starts to go on about how Twitter, there was no evidence that there was any censorship going on. Are you freaking kidding me? The Global Engagement Center of the State Department. It was the FBI who went to Twitter and said to them, something big is coming from Russia. And then when the FBI knew the New York Post story was coming, because they were bugging the phone of Rudy Giuliani, who was talking to Miranda Devine, that's when they went back to Twitter and said, it's coming. It's coming. This is cut number 10.
So a central claim of this hearing is that states GEC first set up under the Trump administration and championed by then Senator Marco Rubio supported organizations that censored conservative speech and worked to discredit conservative outlets. Ms. Jankowicz, to your knowledge, has State Department funding ever gone towards suppressing domestic speech?
Thank you, Ranking Member. You know, Mr. Taibbi said when he was first searching through the so-called Twitter files, he didn't know what he was looking at. Well, he still doesn't. Everything looks like a conspiracy when you don't know how anything works. And let me tell you, there was no censorship going on at the Global Engagement Center or the State Department. You may have heard Mr. Weingarten kind of make the inference that all of these lists GDI and NewsGuard are making, you might have thought that they were funded by the State Department. They were not. Do you know what the State Department was funding for those two organizations? Something I think the Republicans on this committee would be very interested in. Tracking and countering Chinese state propaganda targeting Americans. Now, I used to manage State Department grants early in my career. I know that that is a huge fiduciary responsibility. You have to account for every single penny that you're spending on travel, on staff time, on supplies, and you have to do it multiple times a year. So for folks to sit here and say that grants dedicated to countering CCP propaganda were somehow spent on conservative blacklists is just ridiculous. And I'll also add that that is those organizations' speech to be able to do research. And
let's stop it. Let's stop it right there. First of all, the Disinformation Board by the government here was specifically going to these social media companies like Twitter, like Facebook and others, and pressuring them using the government's pressure to get them to take down things that they did not approve of regarding COVID, the Hunter Biden laptop, and so many other things. It wasn't that the government was directly censoring these companies. It was that the government was deciding what they viewed as correct information. In other words, what was not disinformation. And then they were going to these companies and strong-arming them into taking down what they, the government, viewed as disinformation, hate speech, or anything else, whether it was about the COVID virus, that it came from a lab and not an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli, the Hunter Biden laptop story, whatever it is. Nobody's ever said the government had directly censored anybody, so she's playing a game here. But it's the same thing as the Board of Health inspector who goes into the deli and says to the guy, not for nothing, but, you know, the gabagool's 1 degree too warm if you get my drift, if you don't, you know, play ball with the mayor. It's the same thing. It's the threat. And that's what these companies all got from the government. The strong arm bullying threat, but also the lie from the government that this information that was coming out about the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. So she's completely full of it. And Matt Taibbi put it very, very well today when he explained this. And, you know, Matt Taibbi deserves a medal for everything he's exposed. And Matt Taibbi's not a conservative. Matt Taibbi was a guy who wrote for Rolling Stone magazine for years. Matt Taibbi is just a guy who wants to get to the truth. And he's the one that uncovered the Twitter files and all the censorship that was going on by Twitter at the behest of the government. But ultimately, it was these companies doing it, but they were doing it because they were being pressured by the government. If the government is pressuring them to censor, then it's de facto censorship. And this is why it is the same very thing. The government is not actively censoring, but the government is actively pressuring the outlets to censor, which is the same exact thing. Here's Matt Taibbi, cut number 8.
Thank you. Mr. Taibbi and Mr. Weingarten, can you please explain how the Global Engagement Center and the federal government as a whole use coercive power to censor Americans?
Well, Mr. Congressman, first of all, I would say that the Global Engagement Center and this entire effort is based on a fundamental misunderstanding of the American system and the First Amendment. The American government has no role in protecting citizens from speech. The whole idea of the system that was designed by Jefferson and Madison is that the American people view each other as adults who are capable of sorting out the truth for themselves. They do not need a nanny state or a guardian or a law enforcement agency to decide for them what's true. We don't need a truth squad. And that's exactly what GEC was designed for. It was designed to suppress any information that countered national policy and to identify people who may have had opinions that were controversial or unwanted as foreign inspired, when in fact they had no connection whatsoever to foreign governments, which is both slanderous and detrimental to the First Amendment.
Okay, that's what they did. That's what they did. And that's exactly why it's problematic. Exactly why it's problematic. Oh, and if you're wondering, too, about these Tesla protesters, Pam Bondi's not messing around. But I wanted to share this clip with you that we found on online here. So here are some Tesla protesters. Cut 23, Justin. They have signs calling Elon Musk a Nazi. They're interviewed and they reveal that they have a $35 million grant with the National Institutes for Health. So you see, like I said, this is not some organic movement of people on the streets who are like really worried about their government being reduced in size or really worried about bureaucrats losing their bloated government jobs. No. These are people that have a financial stake in the matter. So Nick Shirley went out there and asked them who they're protecting. They call Elon Musk Hitler and say that she has a huge grant. Listen for yourself. Cut 23.
What makes you guys want to come out here today in support of the fascism that's happening here in the United States?
Support the fascism?
Well, do you believe? Well, you say Elon Musk is a Nazi.
To see him do that?
Yeah, like you're doing right now, right?
That's a Nazi. So I'm not a Nazi.
Are you?
Only Nazis want Musk.
So you're not protesting because you want Elon Musk to be a Nazi?
Is this obvious? Isn't this obvious?
Well, only Nazis want Musk. Some kind of confusion.
We're not Nazis.
Oh, you guys aren't Nazis.
No.
Oh. And what makes Elon such a bad guy?
How about this as one thing? Who does that? Mm-hmm. Who does it? Hitler. Hitler.
He did a
I don't want Hitler.
He did a Heil Hitler.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and he's wiping out the government. The Department of Education has done so much good. And the NIH, she has a huge grant, $35 million grant with the NIH. They are wiping out the NIH, and they have 23-year-old people deciding what goes.
Yeah.
See, they got a personal stake in it. Personal stake in it. Exactly the reason. Personal stake. Okay, listen, that's the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneri of VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Hey, is Booker still going?
As far as I know, he is. Let me check the feed. Yep, he's still up there.
Okay, so at 7:18 tonight, he'll officially break the record held by Strom Thurmond. Is that correct?
He's getting close. He's got a little more than about an hour and a half left, I'd say.
Hour and a half.
The record will be his.
So unfortunately, it won't happen during our show, but we'll get to celebrate it tomorrow. With some pupusas and a dwarf. How about dwarf tossing pupusas and celebrating Count Grantangelo, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band breaking the filibuster record? How does that sound for a good Wednesday show, huh?
Well, Maisie Hirono will have an objection to part of that.
Sounds to me, Justin, like we got a winner for tomorrow's show, buddy.
Oh, it's gearing up to be a great show. We got Liberation Day at 4 o'clock, and then as soon as the president's done, dwarf tossing and pupusas to celebrate
there you
Count
go.
Grantangelo. Perfect.
Count Grantangelo, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band. We're going to make it happen. All right, listen, Garden State Earthworks is going to help you when it comes to your property. Avoid all those, they say April showers bring May flowers, right? Well, they also bring wet basements, and they bring property damage, and they bring all kinds of headaches. But Garden State Earthworks will drain the water away before it gets inside your house. That's what they did for me in my backyard, and it works, and it's guaranteed. So call my buddy Lou at 856-848-4444. Easiest number to remember. 856-848-4444 or GardenStateEarthworks.com. They drain the water away, therefore it can't get inside your house. It can't destroy your pool and your pool liner. It can't cause you thousands of dollars in damage. But water problems never go away on their own. So with the rainy spring season just about to start, it's really here. Call them now. They're super busy this time of year, but if you tell them I sent you, they will make you a priority. And believe me, you don't want to deal with the headache of water damage. Get it done. Get it taken care of now. You know it won't go away on its own. So call them today, 856-848-4444. 4444.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.